All right, welcome to Energizing EAM. We're broadcasting once again from Inforum 2019, an incredible conference here in New Orleans, Louisiana, where food reigns supreme. And there's a couple of drinks that also reign supreme, but, you know, we don't talk too much about that. We talk about the food all the time. And you know what? Here at Infor, they're changing the world. They're changing the world through technology. They're changing the world through the partners that they have. And they're passionate about your success. That's what we're talking about in this interview. And we're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Max. Give us the last name, Max.
Afimov.
It's a cool name, man. Afimov. All right, let's get going. We're going to be talking about Industry 4.0. And if you're not engaged in Industry 4.0, you need to be listening to this podcast, because once you finish listening to it, you're going to understand a little bit more about that and why you need to be engaged. Hi, Max.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, man. I saw you last night walking on the streets of New Orleans as I was driving on by.
And I was behaving
myself.
Hey,
where did you go eat?
So we actually went to the Chop House.
Did you go to the Chop House?
Yep.
How was it?
Oh, it was excellent.
What did you get?
Chops.
See, I haven't been there.
You have?
No, I've been to so many other places just because I live here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in New Orleans. I live in Mandeville, but been
close
to a lot
enough.
Of, yeah, it is. It is what it is. But yeah, I got to get to the Chop House.
You know, it was a.
But how often? Okay, come on. Let's just be candid here.
Okay.
I mean, you go to steak places, you go to Chop House, you go to all these things. Do they really change? Is it really, like, come on?
No, so like, no, I agree. So if you're talking about
premium steak here, premium steak there,
here,
cooked there, sizzled
I think
there,
it really comes
there.
Down to a sauce. Now, if you're talking New Orleans food, I would say Mr. B's is probably still reigning supreme.
Yes, Mr. B's Bistro.
Yep,
they have a great
yep.
gumbo.
I thought that the you know, it's not really barbecue shrimp, but that's what
it
they call a barbecue shrimp.
Yeah. Note to self. It's not what you think. It's just swimming in a pool of butter and Worcestershire and the bread. Dip the
yep,
bread.
Yep.
You think
and
you
the
good
bib.
Job. Did
and
you go next
bib.
Door or did you go across the street to the Hotel Monteleone?
No.
That was that circular bar thing.
I know. One of my colleagues went and I was like, I tried to behave myself. I need to be in bed.
Look at you. You're not that old.
I'm not, but I also have a work to do. Seven, you know, you got people getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, so it's like, you know.
All right.
Get my uterus.
Enough with the pleasantries.
I know.
We can talk about wonderful food. Now, what interested me about the opportunity to talk to you with, you're with Accenture. How long you guys have been a partner with Infor?
So, with Infor, we've been actually having a fairly little long relationship. I think it's been kind of going up to the next level in the past 3-5 years.
Yep.
I mean, we've been a platinum sponsor at Inforum and for the last 3 years, and we definitely see more excitement as far as the Infor platform in general and the things they do, kind of a helping the people thinking about very differently around the digital economy and how, you know, it's a very interesting play, you know, compared to other more, you know, your traditional ERP players, you know,
now
SAPs, Oracles, et cetera.
Because you guys are Accenture, I'm
yep.
looking for my pen, sorry about that. You pretty much deploy multiple platforms that are
yes.
within, you know, not just Infor EAM, but the ERPs and whatever
yes.
else.
Well, you know, Accenture, obviously, kind of the best commercial, I guess, at some point in time, Jimmy Kimmel gave us.
What did he say?
Not a radio. You know, I guess I would say. But, you know, kind of a joking aside, if you look at the Accenture, you know, obviously we're one of the largest consulting firms
yep.
in the world. You know.
Yep.
It depends which way, which week you're looking at it. It's over 490,000 people operating about.
Holy cow, that's a beast.
Yes.
That's amazing. And you guys are all professional, too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are talented group of people. I'll tell you that much.
Yep. Yeah. I think so.
So one of the things that I'm pretty passionate about, and I think the listeners need to hear this, and it's, of course, we talk about digitization. We talk about technology, leveraging technology. But really, Industry 4.0 is some people are talking about it. I'm not sure if it's really people understand what that means
yes.
and where it goes and how it's going to impact their life. Why don't you sort of give us a definition of Industry 4.0, 4.0, whatever it is, and let's talk about how that's going to impact their life.
That's actually a great question, because, you know,
that's why I get paid the big
yeah, absolutely. So, and the thing is about when the people thinking about Industry 4.0, it's an interesting topic, especially, you know, because it's always a multiple definition. It's in the eye of the beholder, right? It's all about, yeah. It's like the way Accenture thinks about Industry 4.0 and beyond, because we do believe that 4.0 is already here, it's already stay, it's already active, and chances are by the time we blink, it's probably going to be Industry 6.0 in the next 5 to 10 years, right. If not faster. So it's really about connectiveness, right? It's about connecting suppliers, connecting vendors. It's really about transparency. It's really about cybersecurity. It's really about, and when we talk in connectiveness, it's also about connectiveness, not just the people in the process, but it's also connectiveness of devices, right? So this whole thing, IT/OT, we're talking about cybersecurity, because cybersecurity is a huge aspect about secure. You know, the minute you open up, you start relying on the machines, the things like artificial intelligence, the machine learning, robotic process, you effectively need to start thinking about your industrial security in a very different way.
And it's interesting, because when we start talking about the ability to be able to collect data throughout, from the supplier all the way through to the customer and in between, those are, a lot of the time, little points of vulnerability from a security point of view. And you're not thinking about it. You're just saying, hey, man, let me get that data, because I can make great decisions if I get that data. Mm-hmm. But they forget that that's a little point of vulnerability that somebody can, you know,
you, you open up. You open up yourself to attacks. If you think about it, I actually read a statistic somewhere. I think now our infrastructure is actually more vulnerable than it's been 20 years ago.
And I can understand it. So, as an example, when I was working in a manufacturing, whatever I was doing, and we were planning to. Put out, we wanted to get some data. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get a data on this particular motor that's out there in the middle of nowhere, right? And so we had to create a whole capital account, and we're digging a ditch over there, we're running a hard wire, we're doing all of this stuff, and we couldn't do it on all assets. We just thought that one was an important one, and it cost us a lot of money to be able to then begin to pull that data, and we still didn't know what to do with the data, right? It's pulling data. But now, because of the price point of all these devices, are like, oh, shoot. Plug and play, plug and play, plug and play, plug and play, play. Can't go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely right. So it actually also brings another point when you start thinking about Industry 4.0. Aside from connectiveness, aside from transparency, another piece you need to start thinking about it, it's basically moving from data collection to data cognition, right? So we recently had a chat with one of the largest national oil companies outside the United States. And in their point of view, because people talk about, right now there's a lot of buzzwords, digital, AI.
Oh gosh, you know, it's
everything. IT/OT, you know, it's digital twin. I think it's one of the most reused terms that everybody have their own opinion of what it is.
Right.
So when you start talking about that particular company, they said AI is not something that they think is going to happen. They know it's going to happen, and for them it's when and how fast, right? So people already start recognizing this, and so, but everybody's still trying to figure out, how do I adopt, what does it mean for me, how do I actually start it, how do I practically introduce this, because it is a humongous proposition. I mean, we've recently I sat down with the guys for the IDC, and we were talking about what is the market for the digital, what is the digital, what is the intelligent operation, how the Industry 4.0 and beyond impacting. And they did a wonderful research, and I think they estimated that in the next 3 to 5 years, companies allocating roughly $1.2 trillion worldwide, because they believe there is at least 30 to 40% EBITDA impact to their operation by investing this money in Industry 4.0.
I don't know the analytics, I don't know the data behind it, but it's going to impact you. I don't know. I mean, that's astounding.
Right. So if you think about $1.2 trillion market that the people actively thinking about it. Now, the interesting and other fact, when we sit down with IDC and we talked about it, there was what they also find, 73% of the companies that they've been surveying are saying that they do have these digital programs, they have an intelligent operation, they have that desire to move into Industry 4.0 and beyond. But 73% of them don't have any plans. They don't have a solid plan how they're going to get there.
But see, that's an interesting problem because there's the knowledge and the recognition of industry form and the connectivity. Like I can be Acme Corporation, whatever yep. it is, and I recognize, I've read about Industry 4.0, and I know that it's going to be important. I've got an IT group in-house, and maybe we can do that. But it's events like this and people like you who really network and talk to the people because it is important because you don't know where it's going.
Yes.
Like AI. I mean, how many companies are saying we're in AI, data analytics, we're doing this and we're doing that. And it's but who's gonna rise to the top? Who's going to do
yeah.
that?
I think that what's going to happen, that who's going to rise to the top, in my mind, is going to be the people who adopt a kind of a practical innovator mindset, right? And so what does it mean in my mind? You know, it's not innovation for the sake of innovation. It's to look in their existing operations and basically start to evaluating what is the business case, what is the problems I want to tackle, but I want to tackle in a more creative way rather than, let's just go do something.
Yeah.
It's more about recognizing that adapting digital, adapting the kind of going in Industry 4.0 and beyond, it is really it's not really a destination. It's a journey. Right? So this is a one realization everybody has. So if you think that you're going to start and you kind of end at Industry 4.0, you kind of already lost the game.
It's just technology in general, especially right now. I mean, you never really stop. I'm always fascinated when I come to these events and I talk to people like you and what you think, how you think and what you look at and how you have these conversations. You can't help but say it'll never end. If you're not engaged, if you're not actively working in an environment like this, you will be left behind.
You absolutely
right. It just
right.
will.
It's like I said, if you think about it's already happening, right? So
yeah,
if you think about what's been look at the Cubic Odyssey 2000, right? You know, the whole HAL, so
yeah.
all this, 10 years ago, we thought artificial intelligence and drones, it's a science fiction. Now, it's not anymore. Recently I just read that Google broke the quantum computing, right? So now we actually start talking about quantum computing no longer as something theoretical. We now start talking about something that's a reality. So, and apparently NASA spilled the beans accidentally.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
How do you accidentally spill beans like that?
Man? Well, so it's I think it's something came out in the Forbes because, I'm a ferocious reader. I'm just about to read just about anything.
Right.
And so it was something that came out that Google, NASA accidentally released a report where Google basically claimed that they actually have a jumpstart on the quantum computing. And they were able to process that, I think, 7 qubits of data, which is, so effectively they were able to solve, they theoretically broke the barrier, and they say now, it's still very small, right? So it's not, let's not talking about like it's a, all of a sudden we have a true artificial intelligence
right.
and that the rise of Terminators. But now we're actually getting to a point where it's no longer kind of a, research
right.
papers. Now
right.
it's actually some working prototypes that it's actually now going to get scale up.
Yeah.
And now they start talking about the possibility of solving the problems that theoretically cannot be solved even by supercomputers of today.
Right. No
so,
way.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
see, that's
so that's the things
wow.
that's already here.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, when you start talking about quantum computing, all of a sudden drones seems like it's so 2000.
It's so true. But let's say I'm Acme Corp,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that this is happening. I feel that technology is rapidly changing. I'm looking. What do you think, without having to eat the whole elephant at once, what do I do? I mean, what is
great that? Question. So when you start thinking about how do you eat the elephant, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a great approach. And I would say it's a one bite at a time.
Yeah.
But first, you have to recognize what is the elephant. So that's, in my mind, spend the time and define a vision of what it is. Because, again, you know, you take 10 people and start talking about what it is Industry 4.0 means, and they will, you're going to get 10 different answers, right? So as a company, as an enterprise, you have to define, first you have to define a vision. What is this Industry X.0? So at Accenture, we call it Industry X.0 because we've done a lot of things that people think about it, like a, you know, my team actually done one of the first non-destructive pipeline inspections. So we use the hyperspectral imaging.
Yep.
My God, he's like, you know,
it's exactly
like,
what it is. Absolutely.
Right? So for a lot of people, it's like hyperspectral. What? Yeah. And so we done this 4 years ago. So we were able to help our customer to detect and apply the video analytics to detect a hydrocarbon at least. We practically done it a mile away, but it was theoretically we can expand up to 2 miles away. Not only we can detect a hydrocarbon, we can apply the video analytics, and we actually detect what is the chemical makeup of that particular release, and what is the plume size, as well as what is the concentration of the chemical. Right. So that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Think about how far we moved up in technology just a simple iPhone thing in 5 years.
5 years ago, I mean, we wouldn't tolerate today the technology from 5 years back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not on a five-year-old iPhone.
Exactly.
I wouldn't dare be on one. It's just, it wouldn't work.
Exactly. It's too slow. But so that was 5 years ago. So think about, so now we start thinking about what is the thing we can do today, what is the thing we can do tomorrow, and what is the things we can do 5 years from now?
Don't you think that companies in general, their max, you've got to go outside of your organization, because that's what this is all about. There's a lot of people who just live, eat, breathe this stuff, and you need to have that. You just do. You just can't do it on your. You can try to do it on your own, but
it is, and it's you're hitting a nail on the head, right? So set the vision, and number one. Two, recognize that this is the journey, not a destination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three, figure, you know, you don't have to do it alone. You're absolutely right. So that's the whole point of Industry 4.0 and beyond. It's a connectiveness, right? So it doesn't mean you won. You know, I'm not saying you have, you know, find the right partner, Accenture, Deloitte, whatever. You know, pick one. You know, there's multiple companies out there. There's a great people out there, you know, very smart. Smarter than me, probably, in most cases.
No, listeners, he's pretty smart. So,
but
humble too.
But you also have talk to your peers in that. You know what we find out that it's a change also in the inner company dynamics, right? 5-10 years ago, companies within the companies would. Not even willing to share. Now more and more companies actually to share.
That's a real aha moment, because in industry, just in general, like manufacturer, we're not going to share our proprietary stuff. But those things are gone. I mean, to a certain extent, it's just whether it's the connectivity.
It's a connectivity.
It just is. You either embrace it, or your competition will embrace it, and they'll just sit there and just. Beat the pants off of you.
Yep, and you're just going to be the guys chasing the bus.
I think a parting shot would be, you don't have to do this in a vacuum, and I don't think you can. I mean, as I sit here and I talk to so many people, everybody has a unique viewpoint of what it looks like, but everybody agrees that it's just a matter of, it's all data, connectivity, how do you do it, and you don't have to have all the answers. There are people who... Yeah, it's a pretty complex challenge, but it's going to happen.
Yes, absolutely right.
All right, you listeners out there, his name is Max. Oh, yeah, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am.
So the spell, I think I wrote it down here. That's Max, and it's not, it's Max,
it's
right?
It's Max.
Okay. E-F.
I-M-O-V. Yep.
Got it. And just you're engaged. Accenture is the company, so if you need to get a hold of him, that's where you need to go. I think you'll do well getting a hold of old Max. So
I hope so.
Thank you, Max, for joining. I appreciate it. I love the conversation. I love the topic of 4.0. You can keep on talking. And you listeners out there, if you have any, like, once again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you need to reach out to Max, because I'm guaranteeing you he's got a pretty neat view of Industry 4.0, connectivity, all of the stuff. He can make you a success, if not direct you to a point where you can be a success. So thank you again for joining the Energizing EAM podcast live from Inforum 2019. Thank you very much. Be safe. And tune in. We're going to have some more great conversations like the one we just had with Max.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much for joining Energizing EAM. That was Max. Have him off. He's a principal director with Accenture, and we were talking 4.0. I hope you enjoyed that interview. That was a lot of fun at Inforum 2019. Once again, you can find everything that you need to know or hear all the interviews that happened at Inforum 2019 at industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Get all those interviews because they are all about the big thinkers within the EAM space, as well as you need the 7 must-have reports for EAM. They're out there, free to have, free to download, no big deal. Of course, you get free access to the Industrial Academy and then a free webinar on November 14th on how to build an effective sales and marketing platform. All free. I mean, there's no friction. So once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. That was Energizing EAM. Go again out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Find out more. Get this interview. Well, I'll tell you, have a wonderful day. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. Thank you very much, and you will be hearing me soon.